Hall, Lucinda. North Fitzroy, Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. January 23, 1892. Dear Sister Lucinda, I have been making desperate efforts to get a large number of important letters in the mail to go on the next steamer. Letters must all be in today at 4 o'clock. I wish I could see you. I have many things I would be glad to communicate, but cannot this time. I have had the rheumatism since coming in the cars from Sydney here. I could not get a berth and tried to lie down on the seat, and have had great suffering in my hip ever since. Both hips are now affected, and both arms and shoulders. I cannot walk when I get up from the chair. My hips pain me severely. After a while, I can walk a little. This has been upon me now several weeks, but worse the last 2 weeks. I have written to Elder Olson that I thought we should send men and women here to act as missionaries. I think I will send the letter written to Elder Olson to you, and after reading it, you can forward it to Battle Creek. This will save my writing lengthily to you. I have sat at our table until I have lost all appetite. I wish I could have someone who knew how to cook, who would know how to get me something I could eat. Sister Emily Campbell cannot get out of a certain line to have inventive powers to fix up something. She has it not. May Walling despises cooking. We have a good girl. She is quick and can do hard work, but she has no knowledge of cooking. So you see, I do not have a very flattering prospect. I have not eaten breakfast, for I had no appetite. My last meal was yesterday noon. What a blessing it is to know how to cook. I want you to write me all the news you have. How is your mother? How is the little afflicted one? Tell me how the family are prospering. I have written all particulars to Elder Olson, so we'll send you his letter and you can read it. We are putting up a little stable for cow and horse. The walking is over for me at present. It hurt me cruelly when in Oakland to climb the stairs so often to the lawyer's office, and the last day I was in the stores, my hips felt very bad. But then I am not discouraged. I am trusting in the Lord, and I shall be healed. I believe it with all my heart. Lucinda, I wish I could see you, but one cannot have all they desire. I am now writing on the life of Christ, and I have had great comfort and blessing in my writing. It may be I am a cripple in order to do this work so long neglected. We are now where we have good air, fresh and sweet, close by the water reservoir that supplies the city of Melbourne, which has 500,000 inhabitants. Write to me. I wish you could go to the health retreat and help them a while. Perhaps you will. Love to all.